Yeah, I think we're on. Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got a new guest. Before I start to introduce my new guest, just to say this podcast is sponsored by runesilk.com and tenga.co.uk. Runesilk's a beard care company that does oils and butters and awesome sunglasses. And Tenga UK is a adult toy company. You get 15% off if you type in Tin Biscuit on like your first order, which is a capital T and capital B. I will put everything in the description, but yeah. So to our guest, welcome on. D, you want to tell us about yourself?
Thank you. My name's Natural. First of all, that's an unexpected sponsor. I didn't expect that type of sponsor for this podcast.
I know it's pretty good. So, like, you know, you can have a posh rank and you've got an awesome beard as well. But, like, their sunglasses are wicked as well.
What a combination.
And it's not just men, it's girls that do the toys for as well. But, yeah, so wicked. Let's go.
So, my name's Natural. I'm representing Stand Up X. We're basically, I like to call us a conscious community that formed a couple of months ago when the government began or implemented this lockdown and all the restrictions on our freedom, which is what it is. It's limiting our freedom and it's imposing on our fundamental human rights, our freedom of movement, our freedom of speech, our right to protest. And it's completely unlawful and completely illegal. And they're doing it under the pretense of health. When you look into the statistics and how many people are actually harmed by this supposed virus, it doesn't seem justified that they've locked down the whole world and are crashing the economy and people are losing their livelihoods. Doesn't seem justified for the amount of harm that the virus causes. We formed this community. Go on.
Do you think the virus is real?
Yes. I think it's real. I think it's real. I just don't think it's anywhere near as harmful as they say that it is. It's anywhere near as harmful. I mean, all you have to do is look at the death statistics, and I mean, the survival rate is over 99%. I mean, from what I see, the flu is more harmful and kills more people than this virus. The mortality rate is like less than 1% or less than 1%. So doesn't, I mean, Ebola was 80%, I believe. So why didn't they do this for Ebola? You know?
Well, the flu kills to 250 to 650,000 people a year.
A year. Okay.
Yeah.
Worldwide. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this has killed what, 560,000?
Like, I mean, I don't know what figures I'm taking. That might have been 2018 on the like ONS, but yeah, it's nowhere near as bad as the flu. And I think Chris Whitty came out and said it was declining just after the first lockdown. The lockdown. Mm. You said it's taken away our freedoms and our rights. It's also taken our like right to love as well, because it's taken the right for us to go see our parents, our family, our partners, and kiss them. And it's like, what I find really scary is how everyone just clicked and just said, and we'll just do accept. And it's changed people. It's changed people. It's pre-programmed them into thinking. And like, I walk past people and people do this when they pass, yeah, and then drop it back down. And it's like,
and they jump out of the way of you. They're scared of, they're making us scared of one another. They're making us think that humans are dangerous and that we can't stand close to one another because that's somehow dangerous to them, you know. And the mask is just about removing people's expressions. You can't see people's emotions. You're just disconnecting from one another. But like you said, they've taken away your right to love people, you know. They're programming you to be scared and be fearful and think that we're dangerous and we can't be in close proximity of one another. You can't hug one another. It's really heartbreaking, really. Like, it's really heartbreaking, especially to see all the different, the children, they're making children social distance. And like you say, I can't believe that people are just accepting this, like, how they are.
It's quite scary, because from what day we're on, it's Wednesday, isn't it? So from Friday, we're all meant to have to wear masks. I mean, I only really go into Tesco's, and I did, I don't know if you've seen the messages I got from Tesco. I did message Tesco and I said to him, if someone wasn't to wear a mask, would you still be like served and would still get served? And would they be asked to leave by security? And Tesco said, we'll still serve them and like they won't be asked to be like asked to leave. I think it was in the news yesterday. I think Cornwall Police Force have said they ain't got time to enforce this. I think Manchester said the same. And also police groups have lobbied against this because they said, we ain't got time to do this. We've got other things to do. Why are you, just for someone not wearing a mask? So if we're wearing a mask, why are we social distancing? Is like, well, and we must remember the social distancing isn't a law, it's only a guideline.
Yeah.
So, and people are losing their minds. I mean, there was a video put on yesterday. I don't know if you've seen it about that woman in the car who had to go at the guy that he wasn't 2 meters apart from, and he was in his car and she was in her car and she threatened to call the police on him.
People are crazy.
So tell us a bit more about Stand Up X, and because I've seen the videos, you've been on protests, you've been to Sheffield, you've been to London. I've done a podcast about the BBC. I've done a podcast about, I like to call it PSYOP-19, not COVID-19. I like to call it.
I've watched that pod, or I listened to that podcast. It was quite interesting. You're quite on board with our message, to be honest.
Yeah, it's, I mean, like, I might have a different view to you. There's either going to be two ways. It's either going to be fiction and it's the flu and it's all been made up, or it's been released. And I'm not saying our government are aware of it, but I'm saying there's another force behind it, because maybe from a religious standpoint that I may be coming from, it's mark of the beast, it's going into a cashless society.
Are you Christian, just to interject there?
I try to be. I don't think I'm the best. I don't think I'm the best subject for it. But I do believe we're going into not sort of much the end times. But it's interesting you said about the face masks and like sort of not seeing people's emotions, which is mentioned before. We do need human contact. And when we was in lockdown, and I mean, I know Skype, Zoom serves a purpose, but you're not getting that human contact, and that's what we need. And if we're covering this up, they're taking another part of it away from us, and bit by bit, they're like reprogramming us to like think the same way. And if we don't follow suit, you've got the Kevs and Karens of the world that are going to lose their mind. Why aren't you wearing a mask? And that's going to divide and conquer. That's what they're doing. And people like us, the anti-vaxxers, I'm on the board. I mean, I won't take the vaccine for this. I'm not letting someone inject something into my body that I don't know what's going in, but it's going to divide and it's going to get worse when it gets better. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens on Friday, to see how many people will be wearing masks. Because from what I can gather, there's a massive pushback on it.
Yeah, I mean, people are tired. People aren't as easily. I mean, I don't think people are as easily manipulated and pushed into giving up their freedoms as the government would like. And basically my organization was started because we aren't going to stand for it. We aren't going to stand for a government taking away our freedom and our rights. We aren't going to stand for being told when to leave our house and how close you can stand to someone. I mean, the Magna Carta actually protects us from these things happening. Magna Carta was put in place so no government could take away your freedom of movement, your freedom of speech, your fundamental human rights, and no government should actually be passing laws without the people's consent. But that's just another story. I mean, when you start imposing on our freedoms and you're locking us down in our houses and you're telling us what to wear, and that's just a next level of control that we need to be very, very, we don't even need to be careful about it. We just can't accept it and we can't stand for it, because if they can do this to us now, what will they do to us later? And it's just unacceptable. You can't allow a government to have this much control over you. I mean, there's a global elite. There's 1% of humanity that have more wealth than the other 99% combined. If we start talking about the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, Bilderberg, and they've been planning this for a long time. I mean, this has been the plan for a long time. I don't know how much you subscribe to Agenda 21 and to certain. I mean, that's an official UN document that was published by the United Nations.
Well, like, didn't they do a briefing? Was it Event 201 or Event 20, Event 21?
Event 201. Event 201.
Was that in October? The like sort of the press briefing.
It was, yeah. I mean, the first case of coronavirus was in December, and Event 201 was carried out by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation 6 weeks before. So it must have been in October, yeah. And they basically ran a simulation or a training exercise for what they would do in the event of there being a coronavirus outbreak 6 weeks before the first case was reported. So they're showing you what they're going, what they're planning, and what they're going to do, and they're laughing at humanity once they believe whatever the official narrative is, because they make it so blatant and so easy to read between the lines and to understand that it was all pre-planned, and it's all a mockery. It's all a mockery of humans and how easily people are, how easily people follow stuff. They ran a simulation exercise six weeks before the first case of what they would do if there was a coronavirus epidemic. They had to the point that they had cushions of COVID at the event. It's really, you couldn't make it up, man. You couldn't make it up. It's
crazy. But people aren't seeing this, even when you give them the evidence. And it's interesting you said, because I was going to ask you what the end goal is, and that the end goal is to destroy humanity. And is that in relation to, and I'm not going to push the religious agenda, I'm like going to do a comparison, the Book of Revelation, is it to destroy God's creation? And is that the end goal? Is that just it? Because I'm like, if people are going to start injecting us, if I'm like, people, I mean, I'm like, I mean, it's very insidious, because bit by bit, as I mentioned in my last podcast, it like it started as a lockdown. Now it's gone to, well, yeah, we've got enough sheep to do that. We'll like make them wear a mask. Then it'll be a mask. And it says, well, we'll push for the vaccine. Then it'll be the vaccine. And then before you know it, three. And it's like, you just fuck, basically, because you'll do whatever they say. And the people who don't do it, the police and the government won't have to enforce it, because you'll have mob rule.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's part of it. Part of it is to take away our humanity, which I would think that's disconnecting us from our creator. And the moment you start injecting stuff into you that can change your DNA, you're no longer like God's creation. And I think the end goal is just to have a worker force, have like worker make us into complete and utter slaves, really. And I mean, up until now, we kind of have been slaves. If you look at the system, we work for pieces of paper that they just print out of thin air, and we benefit a certain system and a certain agenda while we work our whole lives to pay these government taxes. It's all been a lie up until now. And for me, the greed of it, the fact that they weren't content and weren't happy in the world, essentially. I mean, these 1% have more money, more wealth than the other 99% combined. They own most of the Earth's land. The monarchy owns a sixth of the Earth's land. So the fact that they weren't content with that and wanted even more control is just outrageous, man. It's like, you weren't happy with us already being, you know, paying you taxes constantly and having enough money to do whatever you want. You wanted even more control. And it's about, I think this is prophecy. This has been planned for a long time. And they've been wanting to, there's a lot of things that they want to do. If you look at the Georgia Guidestone, they want to keep humanity's population under 500,000. So I think there's a lot of stuff to come. I think this is just the beginning, unfortunately. And I think this was just an experiment to see how easily, how much we accepted and how well we conformed. And I don't quite know whether depending how you look at it, whether we've passed or failed the test. I mean, we've probably passed the test, but I mean, it's the majority and how the majority are going to respond and react. And I think different countries have responded very differently as well. But here, I don't know. When I go out, I do see most people or a lot of people wearing masks. So I don't quite know how it's going to turn. I don't know quite which way the scales are going to tip.
Will you, I mean, this is a stupid question, but will like you be wearing a mask in shops? And if not, if security comes, or like the public come, or say a manager comes, or someone who works at the store comes to you and says you've got to wear a mask, it's by law, what would be your response to them? Being like, because obviously if I'm like, you're nice about it, they've got no reason to be arsy with you. So like, how would you go about it? And just give tips to people if they don't want to wear a mask, how the best way to go about that.
So we, there are exemptions from wearing the mask, and there's an extensive list of exemptions, from the fact that you can have a health condition, from asthma to anxiety to you just have to tell them you're uncomfortable wearing the mask. It's that you can either say you don't have to even lie, you're just uncomfortable wearing the mask, it gives you anxiety. You could, if you have breathing problems, please don't wear the mask. I mean, the mask is detrimental to our health. That's the first thing I would explain to them. I would explain to them that the mask is very bad for my health. It lowers my oxygen intake. It makes me, when we breathe out toxins. I don't want to, you know, it's not good to breathe all that back in. And the worst part about it is completely ineffective. It doesn't protect you from anything. The virus is much, much smaller than the holes in the mask. If you look at any, if you even look at Wikipedia, when you type in surgical mask and see what it says, doesn't protect you from airborne viruses. If you, there's been a multitude of videos from doctors and nurses explaining why the mask is completely ineffective. And so that's the first thing I would explain, that it's harmful to my health. You're gonna it's crazy that they've made a law that's for something that is harmful to our health. Like, that's just so unlawful.
Like, especially now, why masks now, and why not when it was killing nearly 900 people? And people didn't understand the figures of it, that it dates back for 2 weeks. And also, it's interesting to say that now Matt Hancock, and I did like Matt Hancock, but I saw him on a Sunday morning program, and I thought, you prick, because he said, if people don't follow the rules completely, we're going to take away your exercise. And I'm like, it's like being back at primary school. So ever since then, But he did say he's cancelled the daily figures, the daily death figures, because he wants to make sure that because like apparently what the NHS was doing was looking at the death things and seeing who died, and if they got tested with COVID but died of something else, they were being classed as a death of COVID.
Outright admitted that if you die from a completely unrelated symptom or a completely alternate cause to COVID, but you had COVID at one point, you're going to go down in the statistics as being a COVID death. They're putting COVID on death certificates for people that they had not even tested. They've admitted this. They've literally, America and the UK have both admitted they're putting COVID on death certificates for people that they have not tested. And they're going to put COVID as the cause of death for people that died from a completely... They even said, if you get hit by a bus, but you had COVID at one point, you're going to go down as a COVID death. You know, you're going to go down as a... It's incredible the stuff that they reveal, you know. It's incredible. And how people still buy it is just laughable. These people really are laughing at humanity because they're telling us everything. They're telling us everything. And this is so easy to unpick.
It is. I mean, the New York Times did a big article thing, and they put everyone who died. So this was a few, maybe last month or a month before. I'm sure I'll get corrected, but they published a list of names on like their front, and someone did some research into it who've died of COVID, and one of them turned out to be a murder victim. But because they had COVID in the system, so the way I think I read an article, the way they tried to get around this was saying, well, we're listing it as a COVID death because we don't know anything about this virus. And I'm in two minds. Is it real? Was it released on purpose? Does the government know, or are they in the dark, or is it a higher? Because as you said, there's going to be a deep state. There's like more to it than just our government. And we're all being played as puppets. And if people can't see this, it's more of like a humanity thing. And I think what you're doing with the protesting is good. So how are the protests going? I'm like, are you getting like ridiculed for it, or are you say, or are people on board, or are people actually giving you a time to listen? What's the consensus like with you protesting?
It's evolved since the beginning. At the beginning, when the lockdown was first implemented, we got a lot more hassle from the police. The police were very much trying to enforce the ridiculous laws that they passed in terms of not letting us be in a group of six or more people. And you know, it was quite hard at the beginning to form a protest. Since the Black Lives Matter movement and since those mass protests, this is another thing we can kind of talk about. Why would they allow these mass protests, and why would they promote that cause if supposedly there's this dangerous virus that's about and people shouldn't
we
be
all,
in groups.
We all know why. We all know why two against the fight and conquer.
And, you know, just look at the funders, George Soros, and
people don't know what that Black Lives Matter thing was about, and it's like people are only beginning to wake up to it now. That it's like, again, put race relations back. It's all part of a bigger puzzle. And if you step back and have a look at, I mean, I'm not a crazy conspiracy theorist. Well, people might say I am, but you just got to see bit by bit how it's dismantling society and how it's dismantling our history and the like. It's just destroying us. 2020 has been a bit of a shit show, to be fair.
Yeah.
Just in general. So yeah, you were saying about the police. So are the police still okay with these protests, or are they still trying to clamp down?
Since the Black Lives Matter movement, they haven't been able to kind of bother us, because if you're gonna let, I remember we got so much trouble for having like a few hundred people gathered in Hyde Park before the BLM stuff. And the police were just so on us and arrested a bunch of people, and they really were really aggressive with us and were really trying to take away our protests, to stop our protests. But since the Black Lives Matter movement, they haven't given us any trouble, to be fair to them. I think because it would just show real hypocrisy. And
you keep breaking up a bit there. Sorry, I just say you keep breaking up a bit. That's
okay.
Yeah, sorry, no.
Before the BLM, the police gave us a lot more trouble. They really tried to implement and stop the protests, and a bunch of people got arrested. But since the Black Lives Matter movement, since those protests have happened, we've been allowed to protest, and they haven't given us any real trouble, to be honest. I think because of the hypocrisy and the inconsistency that it would show, they've kind of just let us protest. But yeah.
Yeah, it sort of does seem a bit strange. One thing I was going to mention to you, I don't know what phone you've got, but I've got an Apple phone, and I've said it before on people, if you go to settings and then you go to privacy on like an iPhone and then go to health, what you'll find is they've like downloaded a COVID thing on there. Yeah. They say it doesn't work unless you have the app already installed, but just for them to put it on your phone without any permission off from you is a bit crazy. I mean, I know you two did it with them, like their album, but that's a bit of a different kettle of fish to having something that infringes your privacy. And for the government to say this is safe, they've literally in the last week said it's not safe. People were sharing other people's from like a month ago saying it's perfectly safe, we'll put it on your phones, to now they're going to redo it because people were sharing each other's information. I mean, I went for a drink yesterday and I had to give my telephone number and name to a pub. So it's, I don't think we're going to have any privacy soon. I don't think we're going to have any freedoms. I think it's all going to be taken away by a bit.
Could you repeat that, Rick? Sorry, I didn't. And I heard the last thing you said was go for a drink.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So I went for a cycle ride yesterday, and I went for a Coke to a pub, but I had to give my name and telephone number to one of the bar people just for this contact tracing.
I would be very careful because that means you've just signed up to track and trace, and now the government have the right.
Oh, I think we've lost him.
I'm very sorry. I got a call there. Yeah, I'll be very careful about registering for. I mean, I wouldn't personally give any of them my details.
No,
track and trace system.
Like, that's true. But on like the other hand, if luckily the people in the pub I all knew anyway. So like most of them had like my number, but I can see what you're saying, but sort of to integrate into society and maybe have a bit of leeway and fun, you're going to have to do it. Also, otherwise you're going to be,
I would disagree. I mean, the more we conform, then the more we're going to impose these restrictions on us ourselves. You know, we need to disobey, and we need to We need to rebel. We need to rebel against the restriction. We need to rebel against the system, because we can't just accept it. These are our freedoms that are being taken away. You know, we can't just sit down and do nothing. We can't go with this system. This system isn't for us. It's not to do with our health. This is about taking away our freedoms, and we must not conform and must not accept it.
I mean, like, I won't take a vaccine, and I know Matt Hancock at the minute has had a big speech. You're back. He's done a big thing about vaccines, saying about our anti-vaxxers, and then people are saying, well, anti-vaxxers are going to be murderers. Now, I'm pro-life, so it would be interesting to see what the pro-choice lot do, because they're always on about my body, my choice. So it'd be interesting to see how they react to a forced vaccine. I never thought a forced vaccine would come in to fruition. I never thought they'd do it, but reading bit by bit and listening to what Matt Hancock are saying, I think it is going to happen.
I think they're going to implement it a little bit like how they've implemented all this mask stuff and the track and trace system. It may not be mandatory at first, but there'll just be certain places you won't be allowed to travel without the vaccine. You might not be allowed to go here and there without the vaccine until slowly it's everywhere, you know. And it just depends how much people accept it, and how easy, you know, how much it works, how effective their strategy works. I don't think they'll immediately just come out and be like, right, it's mandatory. But we'll see, because that's not what they've done with the mask. That's not what they've done with the track and trace. This is an experiment. They're testing how well people respond to these things, you know.
Exactly what I said in my first podcast about it, saying it's like a beta test to like sort of see how, like, but we are going down a dangerous path, because we aren't going to be our, like, sort of our own people. We're going to have to be made to do things we don't want to do, and people again are just they're just thinking it's fine. What sort of, when, like, this group started, have you got more followers, like, these protests, have them, like, people come on board with the protest more? Have them, like, you've seen a growth within your group?
Oh, absolutely. We started with probably 20, 30 people at the very first protest, and it was really interesting to see. None of us knew each other. We just connected on social media. We were all against the lockdown. And we just came together, and it's just evolved from then. From then, we've started working with recognized names. I don't know if you know Piers Corbyn, Jeremy Corbyn's brother. He's been working closely with us.
Brilliant.
We've reached, a lot of people have reached out to us, you know. A lot of people have reached out. There are a lot of people right now who are scared, you know. People are scared. They don't know what to do. They're looking for support. They're looking for answers. They're looking for a way to combat this and to oppose this, and they just don't quite know how to do it. And I think the first thing we need to do is find like-minded people. You need to find all the, this is what we work towards. This is my main objective. I need to find all of the, what I call them, the conscious minds, you know, all of the conscious people of the world. First of all, of, you know, the people of England and the people of London. I need to find all of the conscious minds, because there's many people that can see what this is really about. There's many people that may not know exactly to what extent, how to what extent this is happening, and how deep it goes, but they're just not willing to give up their freedoms, you know, or they can see that this isn't quite right, this isn't quite justified. But I'm just trying to find all of the people that are opposed to this and that are willing to do something about it, because there is loads of us. There's many of us. And if you're listening to me, please come and find us. Please come find Stand Up X, because we're waiting. We need you. Like, we need the numbers. We need the people. We need to stand up. We need to come together. We need to unite. I mean, these people fear our unity. They fear us coming together. That's another reason why they've imposed all of these restrictions, because they want us to be disconnected from one another. Don't gather in a group of more than six people. Yeah, because you're not going to be able to do much with just six people. Let us gather in a group of 1,000, and we can potentially, or thousands, and, you know, we can do a lot more damage to this system. So they fear our unity. They fear our, our, They fear us coming together. I mean, we are the people, we are the power, we are the 99%. That's kind of like my slogan when I'm out chanting on the megaphone, because we are the people. Like, we have the power. It's us. Like, we give them their power. There's very few people who are orchestrating all of this, and they must feel immense power knowing that they can run the whole world, you know? I mean, these people must really just laugh at humanity every day. And like, we must be a running joke. Like, humanity must be a running joke for these people, because they've literally clicked their fingers. And it wasn't, I'll give it to them, it took a lot of planning, and it's been years in the making. And they have the top, you know, the top scientists and the top, they have the elite of everything, you know, it's the top marketing. They own everything. They own everything from the media to the governments, to our healthcare system, to the education, they own, to the food industry, they own everything. So they've been controlling society and dominating everything for a long time. And they've been poisoning our food. They've been indoctrinating us into their system. And it's all been leading up to this. But also what is happening is, This has been an opportunity for people to wake up. A lot of people, I've known about all of this for a long time. I've known about this for 10 years, about the 1%, about, you know, what was coming. I just didn't quite know how it was gonna be put into effect. I mean, Agenda 21 explains what they're planning. If you look at the World Economic Forum, they literally have spider webs of how they're going to take over the world, essentially, and how they're going to monopolize every single industry. And they slowly prepare us for what their plan is. I mean, they put a lot of truth in TV and in films, and they give us small parts of what the future holds. But this has been a great opportunity for people to realize what is occurring, and this has woken a lot of people up. I mean, if you didn't believe that there was something deeper going on before this, this will definitely give you that shake that you need to realize what is actually occurring. So it's been a great opportunity for people to... I keep getting phone calls. Sorry about that. This has been a great opportunity for people to realize the truth. And it's been a great opportunity for people to share information, for people to raise their consciousness, really, and raise their vibration, because that's also what's occurring right now. And that's the reason that the government have put in all these restrictions and all these control methods. They're trying to lower and to make us so fearful. All they want to push is fear. Be scared, you know, be scared of the virus, be scared, because that puts you in a lower vibration, that puts you in a lower state. We need to be joyful, we need to be happy, we need to be optimistic, we need to be focused, we need to stay calm, you know, we need to stay together and loving, and love is the answer, you know, love is the answer. And they never push anything about love, all they push is fear, and it's a means of control, you know, it's a means of control. And the fact, another funny thing, I mean, why don't they tell us to look after our health? Why don't you tell us to eat some fruits and vegetables? The best these people could do is tell us to wash our hands and sing happy birthday. That's the best the top scientists in the world could come up with, and to wear a cloth mask that's completely ineffective. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. It's ridiculous that people are buying this. But yeah, like, I don't want to just talk about the negative, you know. This is an opportunity for us. We're evolving as a world. We're evolving as a human species. We're evolving. We're reaching a new state of consciousness. And these people know this. These are the 1%. They know this. So they've timed this perfectly so they could keep our vibrations low and keep us disconnected and keep us away from the truth. Really, they're hiding the truth away from us. The positive truth, and giving us their own version of reality, you know, that we can't subscribe to, because we're going to limit ourselves. And unfortunately, a lot of people are just done for. A lot of people, there's just no hope for a lot of people. The people that are buying into the government story, it's too late for them. Like, you say you're Christian. I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't going to make it into the good place, you know. They ain't going to make it because they
probably
just can't. No, well, you're more likely to make it than most other people. I'll tell you that. You know, you're way more likely to make it than people running around wearing a mask and not seeing through the lies. But yeah, this is an opportunity for us to come together, to unite and come together and make this world and transform this world, you know? Like, they're transforming it into a very twisted world where we have even less freedoms than we already had. And we just can't allow it. I mean, they're trying to inject humanity with, do you know what's in vaccines? Formaldehyde is in vaccines, aluminium. These are vaccines that are, someone asked me the other day, they were like, how do we know what's going to be in the vaccine? Like, how do people, like, there's all this speculation about it's going to have microchips and, you know, the smart dust and hydrogel and all these kind of things, but, and it's going to change your DNA. And that's all speculation. But I said, we can't, we don't know what's going to be in it, but we just have to look at the past vaccines. What's in past vaccines? There's vaccines have mercury, formaldehyde, aluminium, aborted fetal cells. So we just have to look at that. And then we have to look at the developments in technology and what they've been talking about, the smart dust that can, that they say, you know, this can be, they can inject this into you and it can attach to diseases and stuff. They're just preparing you for what's to come. But yeah,
I mean, it's interesting what you said about control, because how we've done it is they've like made us scared, and when people are scared they want reassurance, and how do people get reassurance? They'll listen to the media, and we all know the BBC lie, we all know they've got their own agenda, and we all know how some of us know how the media operate, it's contrived, and like they're pushed by a certain group and as well. So if people are scared, they'll sit down after the tea, and all the information they're getting is from a mainstream bullshit media, and that makes them believe. And when people are scared, they want reassurance, and that's just a human instinct. Me, you, everybody, when like we're scared, we need reassurance, and the only reassurance people are getting are from the media and people like pricky Matt Hancock. And then when we have our say, we're classed as the idiots.
Pharisees, and you know, yeah. So they fear the truth, you know, the truth.
Good versus evil. Good versus evil. And
quite literally. And it just so happens that the evil people have all of the money, and not, you know, there's probably some very good rich people out there. Where are you, man? Because we need you right now. come and fund the good side, you know, because we need some good funding right now, man. I don't mean, you know what I mean? It's not about money. I just want to oppose the 1% with, they have incredible wealth and incredible power. But we are the people. We are the power. We have the real power. And all we need, we don't need money. We just need unity. That's all we need. We just need unity. But it's very hard. It's hard. It was never going to be easy. This is never going to be easy. Like opposing these people that have been, they own the world essentially. Opposing them and unbrainwashing people. That's why I don't really focus on trying to wake people up. I mean, a lot of people think we need to wake people up. I don't think there's any hope of waking people up. If you're asleep, the chances are you're going to stay asleep. I mean, people aren't even really asleep. They're in a coma because they ain't never waking up out of it. They ain't never getting out of it. So what we need to do is find the people that are already awake or that are maybe starting to open their eyes. That's what we need to do. Just find the like-minded people. If anyone's out there wondering, you know, how do I wake people up? My advice would be don't. Just find people that are awake already. Don't wish.
Got another call coming through. We lost him again.
I'm so sorry, man.
That's okay. No, that's not a problem. So like, what's going to be happening with the protest then? What's like sort of up and coming, and what's the end goal, and where's Stand Up X going to go from?
I have all faith that I absolutely know this is a critical movement. This is a very, very vital, important movement. We are the people's movement. We are the people's voice. We are the side that the people should be on, you know. We have humanity's best interest, you know, unlike the government, unlike the media. We are the truth. We are telling you the truth. We are trying to raise awareness about what is occurring. I mean, just go on our website, standupx.info. If you could put it, I don't know if you can link
it. And we'll put everything in the description. So
yeah, I mean, we're on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. We have a YouTube channel as well. We're on MeWe. And I think that those are all the social medias that we're on. But we have our website. Our website holds information for all our events. We hold a protest every Saturday. That's our main day. We do a lot of outreach work during the week. This Saturday, we're going to be in Peckham. We're going to be in Peckham this Saturday for anyone in South London at 12 p.m. at Peckham Library. And on the 1st of August, we're going to be in Hyde Park. We've done a few events in Hyde Park. We're going to be at Hyde Park from 1 p.m. Speaker's Corner. So please, but just go on our website for information on our events. There's a lot of resources on our website. If you're looking for up for the truth, you know, if you're looking for answers in regards to what is actually occurring, then just go on our website and we can direct you and we can guide you. If you want to get involved, just reach out to us on either of our social media platforms or through our website. Just reach out to us, send us an email, whatever, however you want to reach out to us. We will get back to you. We're looking for you. We're waiting for the conscious people. We're recruiting the conscious army, whatever you want to call it, the conscious community. We're recruiting new family members. I'm looking for my family. Like all this has been is finding my family. Like that's all this stand up is about. If you ask anyone in stand up, everyone will tell you a lot of people. For me, I'm quite lucky because most of my people that I talk to and that I know what's going on. I'm not being ostracized for being against the government. You know, most of my people, we're very against the government and we know what they're really about and we know what's really going on. So we knew what this was really about. But other people don't have that privilege and don't have that luxury. And it's so unfortunate. But they found us, you know, and a lot of, you know, people need the support. People are looking for like-minded people because we need to be with each other at the moment. Please reach out to us if you want to help, if you want to get involved, if you have any ideas, reach out to us. You know, we're waiting.
Is it mainly just London you operate, or is there places like Leeds, Sheffield, or Bradford, or any Birmingham, Manchester's?
We are in operation across the country. We've got something in Sheffield. We've got something in Norwich. I think we're aiming to establish something in Manchester. We're in a few different places. We're even global. We've got a few things in Canada. We've got something, I believe, in Holland, Ethiopia. You know, there's small subgroups popping up everywhere. Like people are seeing our message across the world and they're reaching out to us because they know what's going on and they want to do something about it. A lot of people want to do something about it. They just don't know quite what to do and they don't have the numbers, and this is something we can perhaps help with. Our platforms can help connect one another. We're working with a lot of different groups as well. It's not just us. There's many different groups that are working towards the same goal, and we really need to any different groups that you are listening to this that think we're on board with the same message and you want to oppose the system and you want to oppose the global agenda that's occurring right now, please reach out to us. We need to work together. We are the people and we need to come together. We need to be unified. We're all over the place. But go on our website and you'll see exactly where we are. Information about all the events.
Because I think groups like you are like awesome, and this is another reason why I had my podcast, because it's a free speech podcast and it's all unedited. That's like one of the main things I wanted it to be, is unedited, so people can see it from start to finish. There's no cuts or edits. It's like a raw, honest podcast. And obviously free speech. I mean, I've had people on here people probably won't agree with, and I've had people on here that people will agree with. How have you as a group had a pushback from saying it's lies on, or like trying to have your free speech taken away from sort of your group through pushing anti-vaccines, anti-5G, and this virus, as well as some, like anyone said, you can't really do that because it's giving disinformation, misinformation out? Or have you had it quite easy? I mean, Twitter and Facebook are notorious from clamping down, YouTube as well. I mean, like, YouTube didn't even put my podcast up about COVID-19, so normally it goes straight to YouTube from like the server I use, but they didn't even put that one up, so I had to share it myself. And has your group experienced anything like that?
I haven't had any official warnings as such. We get stuff removed from Facebook all the time, but that's to be expected, you know, in terms of actually stopping us from speaking our truth when we're out on the street. that hasn't, you can't, you know, they can't do that. We get a lot of pushback from a lot of the members of the public, you know, that don't agree with what we're saying. But we also get a lot of support from the people that understand what's going on. Like, it's really brilliant to see, and it's really encouraging when we're out and about and doing our protests, like the amount of people that are on board and the amount of cars that go by and beep and support us, the amount of people that walk by, wow, like there's actually people that understand what's going on. Wow, I thought it was just me. And do you know what I mean? There's a lot of support from the right people, you know. Like I say, I don't really care what the people that don't get what's going on, I don't care what they have to say. I'm trying to help them as well, you know. I'm doing the right thing. So if you wanna, and also like freedom of speech, like what you've touched on is very, very important. The fact that people are being censored at the moment, people, like, you know, like, you may not agree with everything David Icke says, but he has the right to speak what he thinks, and he has the right to voice his opinion. And the moment, and other people as well, there's been doctors and nurses that have spoke about this and have been censored. The amount of video, I remember when this first started, I had a bunch of links. I'd done so much research into this, and I unpicked it, like, I before I had formed Stand Up and everything. I had a lot of links for research, for, you know, links to YouTube, just a bunch of information. And I went back to look at it recently, and the amount of stuff that had been removed, it was crazy. Like, they are censoring people, and this is a burning of the books, you know. They're stopping people speaking, they're removing very important, vital information. So we need to protect our freedom of speech. Like, it's absolutely vital. You can't just have one narrative out there. You can't just have the government's truth out there, you know. You need to let people debate stuff, and it goes back to tell you how much they fear the truth, you know. They wouldn't be a reason. Let people make up their own mind, you know. If people really are crazy and people are just talking about conspiracies and this has no substance and no validity to it, let them speak. Let the people decide for themselves, you know. Let them watch the video, decide for themselves, this person's crazy and is chatting nonsense, I'm not going to listen to them. You know, or let people go and research a bit more into it, or at least hear and be able to make their own opinion from it and form their own opinion. Don't tell people what to think and what is allowed to be said. That's not what we stand for, you know. That's what our ancestors and people fought very hard for. People fought very hard for these freedoms that we have today, and we're willingly giving them away, which is just unacceptable. And we aren't going to stand for it. And there's many people that aren't going to stand for it. And we're going to protect our freedom. You know,
the sort of thing with taking away people's speeches, it's not only taking away your right to speak, it's taking away your choice to hear what you want to hear or see. So it's not just taking away my freedom of speech, it's like taking away your choice of listening to a podcast, reading a book.
Exactly.
I mean, like, what did you think to David Icke when he said about the 5G aspect? Do you think 5G has played a part in this?
Well, I like to stick to what the facts are. And 5G, there's an international appeal from over 240 scientists and doctors, leading scientists and doctors, formally appealing to the UN to stop the rollout of 5G. Frank Clegg, the former CEO of Microsoft Canada, look him up. Hopefully his video is still up on YouTube, or I'm sure you'll find it somewhere. He's the former CEO of Microsoft Canada. His name's Frank Clegg. He made like a 10-minute video, or it might have been longer, but he's just explaining the dangers of 5G, the fact that it has never been tested, no safety testing been done on it, and his concerns about 5G. I mean, there's very credible people warning us and advocating and for the stopping of this technology because it's dangerous, you know. All we have to think is that Wi-Fi and phone radiation, as much as people argue this, it's been proven to cause cancer, it's been proven to cause brain tumors. There's many studies out there to link phone radiation and Wi-Fi with a multitude of diseases and damage to health. And that operates up to 5 gigahertz. 5G can operate. I hear two different things. I know it can definitely operate up to 90. I hear it can maybe operate up to 300 gigahertz. And what the main argument that people say is that, oh, it's non-ionizing radiation and that's not harmful. That's not true. There's many studies out there to prove that non-ionizing radiation is just as harmful was ionizing radiation. And also 5G was originally used in the military. It's been used as a military weapon. This is not conspiracy. It's been used as a military weapon. It's used as a crowd dispersal system. You know, it's been used. What 5G does, it's absorbed by water. We're 70-80% water. Is it 70?
I thought it was more than that.
80%? We're a lot of water. We're made up of pretty much completely water. But yeah, look, 5G is absorbed by water. And also, what it can do, yeah, I'll just stick to that. I won't go because, you know, the more I say about how dangerous it can be and the fact that more people will call it conspiracy. But those are the facts, you know. Listen to the scientists and doctors that know what they're talking about. Listen to Frank Clegg, the former CEO of Microsoft Canada. Listen to the people that are willing to speak out about it. And I think most people will probably, there's a lot of doctors and there's a lot of credible people that understand what's going on right now. And the reason that people always ask me, so why are they all complicit? Why would they not tell us? Because they're scared. Like, they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to be ostracized. They don't want to go against the system. The system is where they get their income from and their living from. And, you know, like, people are just scared to speak out, you know. And but thank you. Thank you so much to the people that are speaking out, because, you know, like, that's what we need. We need a bit more. We need a lot of courage right now, you know. We need a lot of courage right now. And if only more of these doctors and nurses spoke out, and the scientists and all the credible people that know what they're talking about and that have the qualifications and the merits to speak on these things would speak out, which they are, loads of them are, you know. They're just not going to be shown in the mainstream media, and as soon as they upload their video to YouTube, it will get removed. But there's loads of people speaking out about what's happening, and I think people just need to be I mean, it doesn't even, because the people that believe the mainstream, they ain't going to look into stuff. They ain't going to absorb. No. You know, all the information's out there for people. Like, this isn't hard. It's not hard to see what's going on. It's really not. So all the information's out there for people. I forgot what your original question even was.
No, it was about free speech, but you are right. I do feel people need to, like, have a look at things. Like, sort of, you just can't believe what the mainstream media say, because at 1 minute they say masks aren't effective, now they're making it mandatory. Exactly. I mean, like, it's what, it's about 20.
You know what, I was having this conversation with someone that I'm sorry to interrupt, I just wanted to touch on the fact that they said a few months ago the masks are completely ineffective, no one should be wearing it. The CDC was saying that, Fauci said that, and some UK official, I can't remember exactly who, they said the masks are complete. We've got it on our Instagram. And what I was having this conversation with someone the other day, that why would they do that? Why would they say the masks are ineffective and then completely switch around and now say they're effective? And his argument was, oh, they hadn't done the science yet. They didn't know how effective masks were up until this point. And it's like, okay, so these the richest governments in the world, the most intelligent scientists, didn't know just up until now that a cloth piece of mask over your face could protect you from an airborne virus. They only just done that science now, you know. So it's really the justifications people make for this is just, I call it mental acrobatics. They do mental acrobatics to try and justify the unexplainable, and it's just illogical. It's cognitive dissonance is what it is, you know. People just aren't ready. They're not ready. They can't accept it. They cannot accept the truth.
I think this mask thing shows it for the bullshit is, because if it was this massive killer that they would have said at the very beginning and the implemented lockdown, they would have done the masks there and then. Not now, where, like, this virus is killing maybe 5 to 20 people a day. And by I mean a day, it spans 2 weeks. So really, if we put it down, it's maybe killing 2 people a day. Mm-hmm. If, like, sort of, and if that's so, why masks now? Why not when it was killing 900 people? Like a day, why, like, now when, like, we're all back to normal? It just makes no sense. And I think they've cocked themselves up and like to get away from that this, like, week, the, like, sort of pushing the vaccine, the, like, anti-vaxxers, and their next thing's going to be, well, we can get back to normal if we all have this vaccine, and if you don't have a vaccine, you probably won't get a green card, you'll get a red card, and then it'll go from there. And it's I mean, it's so worrying. What is the end game? And with people like you and this platform I've got,
look at China. And that's what they're working towards, you know, the social credit system in China and the level of control that the government have over its people. That's what they're working towards. That is what they're working towards. That's their blueprint for the rest of the world. And if
but
we
why?
End up,
what's the end game?
Control, and there's not going to be anyone that is not on board with their message and their narrative. They can very easily target, you know. If you go against the system and if you don't do the system's bidding, it's over for you, really, you know. Like, if you do anything that isn't acceptable to the government or the government doesn't agree with, okay, now you can't travel anywhere, now you have to be isolated, you know. Yes. Now you can't go into shops and buy anything. It's about removing the troublemakers. It's about removing people like us, really. That's what it's about. It's about having only the conformists and the sheep left, and I don't like to use that term, but you know, about having no one with a free, it's about having all the free thinkers gone. That's what it's about. It's about having anyone with an independent thought gone. That's what it's about. It's about stamping out independent thoughts, you know. Don't think anything that the government doesn't want you to think. Don't listen, don't do anything. And it's not the gut, it's the one, you know, the government, yeah, and the police and the systems will implement it. But it's about this system, this 1% and Bilderberg. And that's the root of the problem, you know. And that's why I always have to bring these people up, because the Bill Gates is, even Bill Gates, he's just a front man. He's just another puppet. He's up there. He's just another puppet. He's just the face of what's happening right now, you know.
Like when I did the first podcast and I was saying about how it was 101 gaslighting and how the government manipulated us into, they used the NHS as a very exploitative way, as they said, basically made out that if, like, you went out or broke guidelines or like broke the lockdown and something happened, you'd be partly to blame for it and the downfall of like the NHS, and like they pushed that massively, and I think that was so unfair. And if people couldn't see that for the manipulation, gaslighting the public, it still scared people. I am still see people wearing masks in the car with the windows up. I still know people who won't go into shops or who are very cautious, and people aren't seeing. People think, oh, well, they've done it for our own good. Maybe some people think that we're doing it for our own good. I'm like, sure, they're not all in on the big conspiracy, but it's made people's mental attitudes to other people very wary. And it's like, the irony of it is, the like most people I saw, and I keep going on about this, when I was on, went exercising many times on like the lockdown, because I went for a walk and a cycle ride, both in one day, I just kept seeing old people out.
Be careful.
Never mind. No, because I had to go and get my essentials. That's, you know, I
watched the show. Okay.
But I just saw old people sat down having picnics, and it's like, literally, I'm having a sandwich or having a cup of tea, and it was like, I just get the impression that old people maybe saw it for what it was, or they could be under the impression as well, I've lived through like a Second World War, this isn't going to kill me. Yeah, but yeah. I think people are going to be surprised. I'm really looking forward to seeing what the reactions are on Friday when this mask thing comes into fruition. Because is that the right word? But yeah, because I'm not sure the way it's going to go. I'm really not sure on how it's going to go.
I don't know either. I don't know. But all I would tell people is that don't conform. Don't be scared into wearing a mask. I mean, go to the shops. We've reached out to a lot of supermarkets, and I think Aldi's the only one that say that they're going to make it compulsory, and they won't let you in. All the other shops, they say they're not going to enforce it. It's not for us to enforce it, you know. The police might be a different story, but again, yeah. even if they do, like, you just have to, I'm exempt. There's I don't know if people know this, but you can go on the TFL website and there's an exemption card that you can print off. Like, there's an exemption thing that you can print off or download it on your phone or whatever. Makes you exempt from wearing the mask. And there's plenty of other exemption cards as well. There's a disability website, or I don't know if it's a charity or whatever. They've got an exemption card too, because there's many people that, you know, they're not able to wear a mask. You can't make certain people, you know, there's certain people with breathing problems, but certain people that feel claustrophobic, there's just so many varying levels of conditions and reasons. It's just reasons, very valid reasons why you shouldn't wear a mask. And everyone really shouldn't be wearing a mask. You know, the thing is, you know, we know what it does. We know it's harmful and it's completely ineffective, you know, and we shouldn't be wearing masks. Like, we really shouldn't be wearing masks. And don't do it. Don't do it. Walk into your shop with no mask on, please. And if you want to go that step further and be and feel protected, type off the print off the exemption card and just present them that. And just argue your point. Don't just, oh no, they said I have to. No, why do I have to? I don't actually have to. Well, show me the law that says that. Well, you know, challenge them. Because eventually, one example of this, yeah, we were protesting outside Angel Station the other day, and we just done a test because we had a bunch of the exemption cards with us, yeah. So we just done a little experiment because the police were blocking the doors to the police to the train station.
I did see this video, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you saw it? Yeah, no, yeah. We tested them. After we tested, we were like, okay, so can we come in? Why? Well, put the mask on. We're like, well, no, I'm exempt. Can you see my exemption? But why are you exempt? I have this, I have that, I have that. And after challenge them, and after telling them, and, you know, that mask is detrimental to my health. If you make me wear that, you're now going to be responsible if I drop and my, you know, if I drop and have, you know, have whatever damage to my health, you're going to be liable for that. So, once you just keep challenging them and pushing them, and they will eventually concede, because no policeman or no one is going to want to be responsible for making someone wear a mask who is then going to be damaged because of it. Like, they're just not going to do that. So just keep pushing them and eventually they will just concede, I think. You know?
I've got a beard, so like, masks don't work for me.
It's completely pointless.
It is for that.
It's ridiculous.
I did message Tesco on Twitter and I said, will your store be back in the face mask policy? And they went, hi there, we are closely following new guidance and announcements from the government and will respond to any changes that are made accordingly in line with any relevant timelines. I hope you are okay also, thanks. And then I just basically put, are you going to be asked to leave if, like, you don't wear a mask by security, or like, will you still be served? And their response was they would still get served. When I asked about security, asking them to leave, they went, hey, no, they would not, thanks. So I think Tesco and like, sort of like, as I said before at the beginning of the podcast, police forces, Manchester, Cornwall are saying, we haven't got time to do this. We've got other things to do. And I think the police did lobby against it when it was first brought up. So
the police are meant to be there protecting. This is what I kept saying. You're meant to be protecting our freedom and our health and our rights. And you are here enforcing the exact opposite. Like, I mean, it's very good that police are waking up to it and are standing against it, because that's what we need. Like, as soon as the police stand up, it's over for them, because they ain't going to have anyone to enforce their bidding. But also another essential, I mean, the first thing, I know many people will maybe disagree with the fact that 5G is at the center of all of this, but without 5G, they can't implement track and trace. Without 5G, they can't implement facial recognition. Without 5G, they can't have the level of surveillance that they require to pull this system off. So 5G is at the center of all of this. And if we stop that, we stop everything in its tracks. There's no more track and trace. There's no more anything, you know, like, we need to stop the 5G. And that's there's a reason that they worked so hard to implement 5G everywhere. We were locked down and they installed it everywhere all of a sudden. I contacted my local council and I got a freedom of information request. I asked them about the 5G being installed, and they told me that because of the COVID, we're in like an emergency situation right now, that telecommunications companies don't have to go through the same strict protocols and the same safety checks and the same planning permissions that they would usually have to go through. So it was all planned, you know. The fact that when they told me that, I was shocked that the fact that, you know, if anything, I would have thought that level of technology would require even stricter permission and stricter protocols. And they said, nope, because of COVID, they don't have to go through the same permissions. It's much more relaxed now. They can just install it much easier than they would usually have to, you know. So but yeah, just a quick note on that. But if the police, great that the police are standing up against this, and we need more of that. We need people to to rebel against this, you know? Like, if everyone just started fighting against this, they couldn't do it, you know? If we just united and came together, and a lot of people, what a lot of people don't do is that they may know what's going on, but they're not willing to do anything about it. Like, they're not willing to go and protest. They're not willing to, all they're willing to do is watch a few videos, and like, they know exactly what's going on and they aren't willing to do anything about it, which is really, really annoying. But if more people started fighting against this, it would be over very quickly. I don't know if you've ever seen that picture that's like a game board with all the elites like sitting at the game board, and then like, and then there's people underneath, like, so the metaphor is that we are the 99% are holding up their like game board.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're like on our knees holding their game board up, and if we just stand up, their game is over, you know? And that's all it is. Like, if we stand up and if we unite, their game is over, and we're on the verge. Like, we are on the verge, and they know this. That's why they are trying everything to keep us fearful and keep us submissive, you know? So yeah, let's just rise up, man. It's time. It's really time to stand
it
up.
It is
against
time. It's so time now, you know? So if people want to find out more about your group, I mean, I'll put everything in the description, but if people can't be asked to read the description and they want to hear it, where can people find you?
Please go standupx.info. That is our website. You'll find links on there to all of our different social media platforms. I mean, if you want to go on Facebook, just type in StandUpX. You'll find us there. If you want to find us on YouTube, StandUp, one word, and then space X. You'll find us on there. Instagram, StandUpX, all one word, underscore. All one word. You'll find us on there. And what else? And Twitter, StandUpX2. So just all one word, StandUpX2. The number 2, and you'll find us on there. We have a lot of different content. We're going to be working on much more content. We're going to copy you soon. We're going to start a podcast, but it's going to be hopefully a video.
Oh, brilliant.
But we can have you on the show as well once we get that put in place.
Wicked.
And we're going to be working on our own kind of, because we want our own resources. We want our own content. We have all the information required, and we have a very interesting journey to document, you know. We have a very interesting journey to document since this was formed. And we really need to document it, because we have been documenting it, but, you know, we're just gonna be working on a lot more content. And of course we carry on protesting, like that's our main thing. But we're working very hard with common law groups, we're working with anti-5G groups, we're working with a global collection of we're networking with groups all over the world trying to unify us and connect us, and if any, you know, like what we're going to have at the end of this is an army, a community of like-minded conscious individuals. That's what we already have, but we're going to have a greater army of very knowledgeable, wise, I don't even want to, you know, just people that understand, loving people, really. Like that's all we mainly are. We're just loving people, because once you have love in your heart, that's the main thing. Once you have love in your heart, you, everything else just falls into place. And you know, once you have the right intentions for humanity, like, you, everything will start to fall into place. I mean, we can't allow this one to just think of, it's just logical to any person with a heart. 1% of humanity has more wealth and more money than the other 99% combined, and they haven't given people water. There's people without water, there's people without food, and they can't give them that. Instead, they want to develop 5G, install, spend millions on that, develop vaccines which cost millions. Why not give people food and water? You know, that seems more logical to me. That seems like a better way of saving people's lives than injecting them with toxins, you know. So
it's all about control. It's like all about control and not having humanity anymore, and just the destruction of God's creation. But there you go. But thanks for coming on. Please like, share, subscribe. Thanks for coming on. Cheers for coming back on. Should I say, you're more than welcome to come back on. And if you ever need anything, you know where the podcast is. I'm not too far from Sheffield, so maybe in a few weeks. Do you go to Sheffield yourself then on the Saturdays, or
well,
is it?
No, we have our own team in Sheffield. We have a different team in Sheffield. I mean, I'm London based, so it's eventually I will start going connecting with all these different places. But at the moment, I have mainly just stayed in London. And also for me, like London is where the hub of it is. You know, we're right down the road from the Queen and the City of London and Downing Street. So you know, I think it's important that we focus on London for now. If we manage to make London rise up, then everything will come with it. There's a reason I'm here, you know. There's a reason I live where I live, and there's a reason I've been placed in this geographical location, you know. So but if things fall into place, there's a divine journey that's unfolding before me. Things have happened very serendipitously, you know. Have happened very, very luckily and very fortunately, and this is something divine that's occurring in front of us right now. This is a spiritual war is what it is, and you know, we're on the right side and we're working hard, we're fighting hard, and we're battling against this system. You know, we can't allow this system to do what it's meant to do. You know, we need to create a new system. Or maybe I don't even like that word anymore. That word has been damaged too much, man. But we need a new way of living. We need a new way of living, and
we need to start again and rise up. It's exactly. And it's like not just our freedoms; it's our spirituality, and it's our it's our mental health are taken away, and all for what? So, yeah, we do need to stand together, and we need to become as one, and just see the bullshit for what it is.
Definitely. Definitely. Well, we're doing it. And this is all part of the journey. We're doing it. But yeah, thank you, Rick. Again, standupx.info.
Yeah, we'll put everything in the descriptions, and we can go from there.
All right. Thank you very much, Rick. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Cheers for that. You take care.
Take
care. See you later. Bye. Bye. The Two Biscuits Podcast.